This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Jock swings and that one is crushed out to right. Who cares about the lefty? Peterson with a long ball, a laser shot, and the Rangers lead is 5-0.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Look, it's tough to be romantic about running down towards the end of the season, out, you know, handful of games in the wild card, but we can still figure out a way to be romantic.
your teases are still on vacation.
Yeah, we praised your we praised your Diamond Cavs teases while you were out.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And then you just let us down.
Well, running out of time here. Running out of things to be.
What? They just swept.
They did.
It's hard to be more romantic about anything else than sweeping.
That's true.
Keeping hope alive, 4.5 back in the wild card.
How can you not be romantic about 19 straight scoreless innings?
You know what? Fair. 21 plus.
You want to try? You want to try it again?
Yeah, no.
Pepe, cue it back up.
Yeah, yeah.
You ready? Let us know when you have it. We're gonna keep this streak of teases going.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
How can you not be romantic about belly busters busting and starting pitchers not allowing any run? There we go.
Much better.
21 plus innings. Is that what they allow? One run?
Yeah.
The entire series, 21 plus innings. So the Rangers right now find themselves in a very curious situation when it comes to making the postseason. You had mentioned that there was 10.7% chance to get into the playoffs. They're 4.5 back in the wild card. Good news and bad news. Good news is there's only one team between them and the last wild card spot, and that is the Royals. There's only one team ahead of them. Bad news is they're 4.5 back. Other good news, Royals got a, you know, not the easiest schedule in the world. The Rangers' perspective, though, they've got one stretch that it really comes down to. You know, they do play the Angels and the A's next, and they play Arizona. Now, those are on the road. A's and Arizona's on the road. This is a pretty tough stretch after that. They got three with Houston, three with Milwaukee, three at the Mets, and three at Houston. So that's 12 games. It's going to come down to those 12. If they could split the 12 games, you might have a chance. Because those are very, very difficult. Those are good teams. Houston's obviously in the playoffs. Milwaukee's got the best record in the sport. The Mets are always tough. And then you got Houston again. Miami's given up, although they've played really good baseball since like the start of June. They played really, really good baseball. But, you know, could you beat Miami? Yeah, you could. I mean, they've swept teams. They've played well. Miami's played, like I said, really good baseball since June. Minnesota, and then Cleveland you just took care of. So it's really that 12-game stretch that you have to worry about that becomes the most difficult. And you're going to have to do it without Simeon and without Evan Carter, who are essentially done for the year. If Marcus Simeon plays again, it's probably going to be, what, the final 10 games of the season? He's out 4 to 6 weeks. And then Carter, obviously, is out.
I mean, no, for Simeon to be out, it's bad.
Yeah. He had missed games.
No.
I mean, it's only the second IL stint of his whole career. The guy doesn't miss games. He is a, he is a 159-game-a-year player. He'll get a random off day here or there. For the most part, he's out there every single day.
Got the playoffs still.
What do you mean?
You got the playoffs where he could still come back for.
Shut up, bud. He could come back for the playoffs. So that's
I'm being
the
optimistic.
That's the
sarcastic.
that's the big issue when it comes to the Rangers. They go off for 10 on Saturday. Obviously, another shutout on Sunday. Jack Leiter, that was a really dominant performance that he put out there on Saturday afternoon with the 10 strikeouts. That's a career high. No walks. I think that was the most important part of it. You know, the strikeouts are great, but you go out there, you strike guys out, and you're not walking, and that's been a problem for him.
Yes. Sandler was cherry-picking, but he still wanted to tweet that Jack's got a better ERA than Cease, Verlander, Severino, Bassett, Gallen, Alcantara, guys with All-Star on their resume and a few Cy Youngs as well. Cherry picking, sure, but that's it has been guys. A very good season for Jack.
So, you know who Dylan Cease is to me?
Not Jack Leiter, that's for sure.
No, not Jack Leiter. But remember in Moneyball, they were in the scout room, and the guy was like, he's a good hitter, and then Brad Pitt's character was like, well, if he's a good hitter, why doesn't he hit?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Dylan Cease is. He's a good pitcher. Well, if he's a good pitcher, why doesn't he ever pitch good?
I mean,
He's had 1 year.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say he's never pitched well. He's been a good pitcher at times.
I don't know. I mean, his for the stuff he has, he should be better.
Sure. I mean, he finish top five in Cy Young twice.
He's like Miles Sanders.
So Leiter.
If Leiter read my overlap.
Yeah.
If Leiter is able to
turn that one up. Cease has had a 3.91, a 2.20, a 3.47. The career ERA is a 3.88.
Yeah. Look, not bad. Not bad.
4.71 this year.
But for a guy it's like, oh, he's the best stuff of the sport. I would expect
11 strikeouts per nine inning for his career. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he's good stuff. He runs into a lot of bats.
Sure.
He runs into some
happens.
Bats. But anyway, back to Leiter. If he actually does continue this, and he's had a pretty decent year, you could save a lot of money. You could save a lot of money by not having to pay an outside third starter and not having to go get one. You could save your money to get a bat. Oh, that'd be a novel idea.
Because Kelly's a free agent, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like everyone they traded for.
It's a very profitable rental, Chris. Good job.
Hey, your boy Nathaniel Lowe, big two-out RBI single last night.
Yeah, what's his average, though?
Well, I think he would have the most RBIs on the Rangers.
He might.
I think he's got like 73, 74 RBIs. But, hey, I mean, he got picked up by the Red Sox. You know, he wasn't good enough to come here, but a team in contention will pick him up.
75 runs batted in, hitting .224, 17 home runs.
He's hitting .438 in six games with the Red Sox.
Maybe it took lineup protection. I don't know. Maybe he was like the only one they were focusing on with Washington. But I thought it would have been a decent pickup because you could put him at first base.
Every day in this lineup, it rotates at cleanup between Rowdy, Jock, Higgy. I didn't want Nate Lowe to come back, but when that's the state of your cleanup hitter, I shouldn't have been opposed to it.
Yeah, that's the question.
When that's your cleanup, that's where you are.
You want the MLB TV deal stuff?
It's your segment.
All right. Get ready to change your viewing habits. So this came out over the weekend, and we're still getting information on it, but it appears that there's going to be a lot of changes starting with the MLB TV package and what you're going to be able to do. So we know ESPN's out after this year. They're trying to get back into it. We're still figuring that out. But right now, Sunday Night Baseball looks like it's going to NBC.
Okay.
All right. / Peacock.
Yeah, I love the headline. Football Night in America, Sunday night, NBC, number one show in the country for years. Well, now they're going to try to do the same thing with baseball. Like, okay. Like, yeah, baseball's just going to put up those monster ratings because it's Sunday night on NBC.
That was NBC's doing. Sunday Night Football is popular because NBC leveled up the NFL.
Yeah, because they put Florio and Garrett on there.
Right. Now, is it good to be on Sunday night during a random June or July day? Probably, you know what? If it's on network TV, it might do something.
I never missed with Joe Morgan and John Miller.
Right. Apple TV appears to be no more on Friday nights. That's going to be NBC Peacock as well. NBC is also going to get playoff games. That's great for the league. Network TV.
NBC or Amazon? Like network NBC?
It says network NBC.
All right. That's great.
Slash Peacock. You know, that's all going to be part of it.
Okay.
Right? It also talks about what they're going to ESPN, just like they're basically taking over the NFL Network, they're also taking over MLB TV, which would be the essentially their Sunday ticket, the extra innings package. So you're going to do all this through ESPN.
So compare the baseball package to the football package with Red Zone, Sunday ticket, and what you get with the baseball package. You love it, and how much is it roughly?
It's $130 for the year. Okay. Something like that, $150. But you get every game.
Seems like a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Now, the problem is that there's blackout restrictions. So let's say you are a Rockies fan. The three of them out there. Okay?
Yeah.
You can get Rockies games, except for you couldn't get them on Friday, right? Which is the Apple TV game.
Yeah.
Sometimes on Saturdays during the Fox window, you couldn't get them.
Okay.
Or if they're playing the team that is in your local market. So,
like if you were in Michigan.
If I was in Michigan,
you wouldn't be able to get the Rangers probably would have been blacked out on your app because you could have gotten it locally on TV against the Tigers.
Right. Yeah. So, if you live here, right? Obviously, you live here, but you're a Rockies fan and the Rockies are playing the Rangers. You cannot watch the Rockies broadcast. You have to watch the Rangers broadcast.
Okay.
So, that's kind of how it works. But unless you have a VPN, you might be able to. That's how you watch your hubs.
Yeah.
Right? That you might be able to get around them. That, though, brings us to ESPN and what this means for what they're going to do because they have announced a streaming service that is going to be $30 a month, the direct-to-consumer.
All right, let's get into this. $30 a month for what?
It's basically ESPN Plus.
Okay.
It's a streaming. So
I can still watch SportsCenter without paying for this. I can still turn on.
Yeah, because you're gonna have it on your TV.
Yes.
So this is ESPN Plus though.
Okay.
So
which was never $30.
Never. It was like $3, right? $12.
Yeah. It was somewhere between like $10 and $15.
And that's what UFC fights would be on.
I'm assuming that's what they're going to be on. Pay per view. UFC a lot of times has been pay per view.
Okay, I thought there was an ESPN UFC package.
Right. So they're launching this service, and a lot of this is to. So they used to be in 100 million homes. Well, now they're in 60 million homes. That's a big drop. Mm-hmm. That's a big drop. They produce 11 billion in revenue, plus another 2 billion or so in advertising. So 13 billion a year is what they get. But if that cable bundle thing didn't collapse, they'd be in the 20s in billions. 23, 25 billion, but they're paying so much money to these leagues. They're paying like, you know.
Let me be selfish real quick and cut to the damn point for me. This is all I care about. They're acquiring Red Zone and Sunday packaging, whatever NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be in this? What is going to be in the $30 a month and will it affect my Red Zone? Because that is my fear. Although Red Zone, what were we paying per month anyway? It costs a ton. Actually, the Red Zone is so much cheaper, I remember, than the Sunday ticket. I don't get the Sunday ticket. I don't need it. Watching all the Cowboys games locally. But is ESPN throwing now their NFL rights into this ESPN Plus? That's what I fear. That's what I would imagine they do.
Well, I think if you get it still on your TV, you're good to go. You know, you could get it on your TV. Whether you can get it, though, everything. You probably can't get the Sunday ticket for $30 a month. Because that whole thing is $360 for the year. Sunday tickets, over $400 for the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunday Ticket was a little goofy the way they used to do it, too, because it'd be like $400. But apparently if you called and like threatened to cancel your subscription and you go like, I want it for free, they'd be like, all right, we'll give it to you for free. Stay signed up with us.
So you can get the ESPN Unlimited plan, and that has all their networks plus content on ESPN3, SC Network Plus, HC Network, yada, yada, yada. 47,000 live events a year. The Select plan offers 32,000 live events a year, but it gives you access to the UFC, NHL, all that stuff. So the Unlimited is $30 a month. The Select plan is $12 a month. And there's your difference.
Diamond Cavs here on the home of the Rangers. 105.3 The Fan, back in action after the sweep of Cleveland.
And real quick, if you are already an ESPN Plus subscriber, you automatically will be a ESPN Select subscriber. So you would have to pay the extra to get all that extra stuff.
Does the locker room and Nick Eatman care about Micah laying down? Who's the number two quarterback? When is Diggs coming back? And who is on and off this roster? Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com next.
And it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan, segment here brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org, and also brought to you by the personal injury lawyers, Frankel and Frankel. If you've been injured in a car or truck, right, call Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck attorneys in Dallas.
Ben DiNucci, the quarterback, and the former Cowboy launches one deep to the middle, tipped in the air, intercepted by Robert Rochelle, and he comes left, Rochelle, to around the 30-yard line of Dallas.
And I believe that DiNucci was cut after the game by his seventh team. Brad Sham with the call here on your home of the Cowboys. Sean, RJ, and Bobby back together again with our boy Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com. Brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Good morning, Nicholas. How are you, sir?
Good morning, guys. How are you? Welcome back, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you to the funniest guy on the show, RJ Choppy. What was Nick's rankings?
He had me one.
I was last.
To Peyton and I said, is this still a thing? He's like, no. I think they dropped it.
He had me one. He had me one, and then I think it was Choppy second, and then you third, and then Peyton last.
Yeah, I thought you and Nick like had this. I thought you were shooing for one on Nick's rankings.
I'm a little... I don't know Nick's humor. He's an Arkansas guy.
Well, with Bobby won, and then I tried to move on. You know what I mean? After that, doesn't matter, right?
Right, exactly. If you ain't first, you last, Nick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Nick, take us inside the press box for Micah Parsons laying on the trainer's table. Where were you? Did you have the good enough zoom in on the camera to get the good shot? Take us inside the press box for Micah laying down.
Yeah, I didn't really get a great shot like that. I don't know what iPhone I'm rocking, but it's not like the best.
Yeah.
To get that shot. But yeah, it was one of those things that just kind of like, hey, you see Micah, and it just kind of trickles through the press box. I told Bob.
You did. You told me and Mashota.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because, guys, I'm going to just tell you this. Bobby, I don't know what his 40 time is, but the quickness that he got to go grab his phone and get that, like, it was very, very quick. Both of them, him and Mashota. Yeah.
Is it something or nothing?
That's something. I mean, I'm definitely not going to say that's nothing. That's something. That's something because it's something we haven't seen. It's something that you know, a statement that he's trying to make. And you know, it's not. Listen, I think Micah Parsons is one of the best players in the NFL. I can't wait for him to be, you know, signed and all this. Maybe hopefully I'll, you know, pass him. But just so we can kind of move on, because I do think he's one of the most exciting players I've ever watched, especially on defense. But I don't think that was a good look. I think it's really hard, you know, to say that I'm all in for my teammates. I'm the leader you want me to be, because the defense was happening, you know, and there's defensive ends, there's young players, there's young guys that should be looking up to him, that probably do,
yeah,
that are making plays or at least trying to make plays. And that's what you should be. You know, you should be right there and watching them. So it to me, it wasn't a great look. I don't know what's behind it. I don't know exactly what the purpose was, but, you know, hopefully I'm sure the Cowboys will have a conversation with him today, Shoddy. And, you know, there may be some disciplinary action there with that. Again, I don't know, but I don't think it was a good look at all.
Nick, when does he have to practice to play at all against the Eagles?
To play well, I would think you would want him in, you know, that Wednesday, which is a Sunday, but you know, the Wednesday practice. Mm-hmm. I just think that he's on a different level, you know.
Yeah.
Like when you look at him, as far as like being a freak, being able to come in there and play. I think he can do it. When I look at him, I think I said this on y'all show the other day, he just doesn't look like he's like would be this menacing pass rusher off the edge, but he's got strength that he just doesn't look normal. He's a stronger person. He's a freak of nature. And I think he could come in and do it. I really do. And I think with all the, if he does play, I think he'll play well. I really do. I think that's just his. Now, you're risking soft tissue injuries, things like that. You got to be careful with. But I think as far as going out there and practicing and playing, I would think, you know, 2 or 3 days beforehand, I'd like to see him on that Sunday practice, which is like the Wednesday before the game.
And then his snap count would be that game?
It's probably one of those. It's right. I get the sense it's like that DeMarcus Ware game with the Saints. You know, you start off and it's like, you know, third downs only, and then – and then midway through the game, you're like, screw that, you know, and you play. So I don't know. I think it would go out the window. I really do. When you get in there and you start competing every day, coach can't say compete every day and then expect his, you know, the lion to not want to be out there and do it, especially if he's playing well. But, I mean, they obviously have to be smart about everything. You're still, what are we, less than, I mean, maybe 12 days away, something like that. less than that, actually, but it's maybe 10 days away. Yeah. I mean, it's there. It's getting serious, and it's not getting better as far as the things we're hearing and the things we're seeing on, you know, them getting back out there.
Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Nick, everybody's pretty much assumed, like the one thing that everybody I think has been united on is everyone thinks he's going to play, that he's not going to miss game checks. He's not going to do that. If he misses that game against Philadelphia, how much more does the seriousness of this situation ratchet up?
Yeah, I think it does, but with every game, it just shows how, you know, how serious he is. And then also, you know, every time you hear Jerry say, well, we've got him for 3 years. I mean, this year, and then we can franchise him, and after that. But if, you know, you also have to look at it too. If he were to, you know, be willing to miss games and sit out and do some of these things, you do have to wonder, like, okay, you know, would he be in the plans for that long? Do you want to franchise this guy? Is that somebody? Right. And I think that would be what Micah would be trying to do. Like, you know, you don't want me, I don't want to be here, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. I'm still a believer that a $42 million Band-Aid would really cure a lot of things. I'm a believer of that. I don't have any in my home, but I think that they would be really good to things. And I think that will still, you know, I say 42, whatever it is, 41 and a half, whatever it's going to take. But I think that would cure a lot of things. But the more this goes on and the more things that are said back and forth, that, you know, it's going to be harder to put the, you know, toothpaste back in the bottle there.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com on the D&M Leasing Hotline, 105.3 The Fan. Who will be the number two quarterback?
I think it's Joe. I think Milton did enough to kind of show you he could be that guy. I think if it becomes something where somebody has to play long term, I don't know if he would be the case, but I think as far as coming in being the backup, I could see that being I could see that happening. I could see Greer, maybe if they can get him to the practice squad, maybe he's a you know, game day elevation, or you know, move him up for the third. You know, it depends on how they want to handle it. There's a lot of different things, but as far as the backup goes, I think Joe did enough to at least be that role. And what I said, you know, to you guys on Friday was, I just want to see him be a football player, you know, not so much a quarterback, but be a football player, be a guy that can just go get in the rhythm of the game, run around, make plays. And I think once he does that, then he'll be even more comfortable throwing the ball.
What are your other roster bubble decisions?
Well, running back's got to get figured out one way or another, and I think that's kind of interesting. Do they keep Miles Sanders there? Do they try to put him on the practice squad and elevate him? Does Moffa make it? Deuce, I mean, a lot of things there. What did Blue give you as far as confidence wise of where to slot him? So this is a lot of questions there at running back. And then obviously defensive tackle is going to be interesting with Mozzie. What happens with you know, does Perrion Winfrey make it? What about Ernest Brown? I think he's the guy that's now factoring into the equation. So defensive tackle, running back, I mean, it's kind of where we started, you know, this season. That and cornerback, all three of those are still kind of up in the air.
It's obviously good news. They want Trayvon Diggs back on the field, but how much does Diggs' availability immediately on the 53 complicate some of their roster decisions?
I don't think it complicates it that much, because if you think about it, most of the cornerback, I mean, there's going to be a cornerback inactive, you know, probably at some point, whoever makes the team, the fifth guy or whatever, he's going to be inactive for the game. So, you know, Diggs could be, and I'm not saying he wouldn't. I actually talked to Diggs this morning, and he was like, he was excited about the news. He said he's going to give it a shot. He's going to try to play Philly. That doesn't mean he will, but I could see him being inactive for the game. And so, you know, I don't know if it complicates it that much, but I mean, basically what that means is the guys that you're keeping, they're going to have to actually suit up and play. And for some of those guys, and from what we've seen, that is scary, because, you know, they've given up plays. Now, they've given up plays in the preseason. Practice is one thing, because you think the receivers are really good here, but still, they've given up plays. And so there's going to be, you know, that's where you really, really want to make sure Micah's out there, because I think Micah can help any kind of coverage with if he's there, that this team can get a steady pass rush.
Does Trayvon starting the year on the 53-man roster justify his off-season approach?
I don't think I don't think it justifies it. Well, you know, you don't want to get into, I say this, this is why I hesitate. You don't want to get into anyone's money. If it's important for him to be where he was and to lose that kind of money, if that's where the priority was for him, fine.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, he probably could have been back a lot earlier. At least that's what the Cowboys think. If he was getting, you know, ready and here and all that. But, you know, I got to give him credit because he's done it now 2 years in a row of got, you know, an injury in the middle of the season or even early in the season and able to get back and ready to go. He seems like a relatively quick healer. I think that he's done a really nice job of getting himself ready to go. And I could tell that the Cowboys are kind of pulling for him. They really want him to be back, be ready. And when you think about cornerback, if he is back and he is playing like he's done, cornerback automatically looks a lot stronger.
Yeah.
Do you think 2-3 weeks ago they expected him to be cleared this early or at this point?
I don't think so. No, I don't think that was the case. You know, I could be wrong, but I mean, I don't think. Now, again, cleared, it doesn't necessarily mean he's going to play. You guys know that. It's just that, you know, is he going to be week, you know, is he ready for week one? If not, it's week five. And then there's got to be somewhere in between. And so that's where the decision is. We think it'll be way earlier than week five. So, I mean, for him to play. So he's not going to miss those first four games. That doesn't mean he plays right off the bat against Philly, but you know he could come back and play against the Giants, or maybe he is ready. I mean, I just think that it's still a good sign to have him there. And like I said, the cornerback room looks totally different now with him in there with Elam, you know, and Bland. I mean that looks like a strong unit now.
How was his like mood or attitude when you spoke with him this morning? Do you feel like? Yeah. We're back to all in. Do you feel like, hey, I'm still kind of team Micah? I'm still feeling the type of way towards the front office. Like, how would you summarize his?
Yeah, I mean, again, this was really quick. As far, you know, again, and I've known him a little bit. We did a documentary together a couple years ago, so I've kind of, you know, I got to meet him. So we have I'm not saying it's a great relationship or anything like that, but you know, we have a little bit of a history that we've worked together with his family and all that. So I like Trayvon, and I think. It was just a quick conversation, but and I don't think it's changed as far as Team Micah and all that stuff. He understands the business part. I mean, he certainly understands the business part of it. Yeah. I mean, based on when they took the money from him this year, but I think that, you know, he wants to get out there, wants to play, and you know, there's a thought that, you know, these guys, they get their money, they get their contract, and all of a sudden they kind of have a different mindset. But for him to get himself back, get himself ready. To play this season, I think that's a good thing, and I think it's really going to help the team.
Fantastic stuff, Nick. We'll talk on Wednesday. Thank you.
Thanks. See you.
Nick Eamon, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Let's catch up with K&C.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In Crosstalk next.
And it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan segment here brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine today. The back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. More new Chevys than anyone else. All priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Let's crosstalk with the KNC masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan.
Let me ask you a question, Sean.
Please
do. Oh, my
do.
Gosh.
Has the amount somebody can bench press ever impacted who you'd vote for?
No. I'm not Clay Travis or RJ Choppy.
Every single time for me. That's all I care about.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Get rid of all elections. Just do a squat bench dead.
How much you think Trump can put up? How many times?
Not a lot.
Well, based on what he says he weighs,
but that doesn't that mean it would be lower? By that logic, he can probably bench like 16 pounds.
I don't think so. I don't know. That would make up on his hand.
How much do you think Abbott can bench?
Honestly, I think probably quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably a decent amount.
Why don't you answer? Hell? I have no answer to that.
Oh, no, you want to start stuff? You want to start? You want to try to make things uncomfortable?
Guys, for the first time ever in my life, thanks to Men's Tea Clinic, I'm benching 300 pounds.
Whoa! So, yeah. Time to run for city council,
let's
you guys.
Go. Let's go. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, you're voting
let's
for
go.
Me. You have to.
Shut up. Don't say anything.
Corey,
to me.
Please tease the show.
At 11:20 today on 3 Sports, America's College Football Insider Brett McMurphy joins the show.
Oh.
And we got so much more for you today.
Better than...
Why are you looking at me?
Who'd you get? Seth Greenberg.
That's right.
Which RJ tried to name his fantasy team that, but it rejected it. It rejected it last night in our fantasy draft.
Because I was going to put Seth Greenberg and then the greater than sign Brian Broaddus, because Broaddus complained about Seth Greenberg.
Oh,
but it
can't
wouldn't
use
allow,
the greater than symbol?
Couldn't use the greater than symbol.
What about greater than or equal to?
I don't know how to do that one.
Me either.
So Brett McMurphy.
Yep.
What else?
That's it. That's the whole show.
Okay. Oh, man.
Nice. We did have the fantasy draft. Me and Peyton got the A report card.
How come no one wanted Saquon?
Well, my big decision. All right, rank them for me in order.
Okay. Saquon.
Bijan, Saquon, Gibbs, McCaffrey.
Bijan, Saquon.
I think actually, believe it or not, that might be the order I would put them
Bijan,
in.
Bijan, then Saquon?
Yeah.
Then Gibbs, then McCaffrey.
I think so.
What about you? You drafted at Jake's the other day?
Yeah, I got Saquon number 6.
Dang.
Bijan and Gibbs were taken before him, and I was just happy that Saquon was there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I had picked 3, and so it's going to come down. It was between Gibbs and Saquon, and I let the pressure of the internet get me into Jameer Gibbs.
I think he's going to be good.
I love Jameer Gibbs, but like Saquon, the argument was why I Madden was thinking curse. About taking him. No, not in the Madden curse. Like, how many 60-yarders is he going to break off? Is he going to break off all the 40-yarders again?
Okay.
Jalen Steele's touchdowns. But that was my big question, having the number 3 selection of Bijan, Gibbs, Saquon.
He's a receiver, too, and that's a huge factor in PPR leagues. Jahmyr Gibbs, I don't know what Ben Johnson is missing is going to be for their offense.
Yeah.
You know, I have no clue, but If I'm an offensive coordinator, I'm looking at that guy and saying I'm going to give him the ball as often as I can.
Only concern I would have with Gibbs is that Montgomery gets a lot of
goal line
stuff.
But then he gets he scores from 20 yards out.
Yeah.
You know, so he's like, I'm fine.
Gibbs is fantastic. I love the pick that he had. I would have taken Gibbs there, same spot. Gibbs. But I wouldn't listen to a word I do.
That's right. RJ usually gets the A report card, but is awful in fantasy. You said you were going to pass out during the draft. That would have been your best shot. Your best chances here to compete.
See, I decided to do something different. So usually I'm usually like one or two in the report cards. I was like, I want to have as bad of a draft as I possibly can. So I finished dead last.
I got the report card, I got the very worst grade.
I got the only D grade out there.
Oh, and here it is.
Yeah.
Rowdy's Roundies.
Yeah, that's my team name. I got the worst, report card. I was like, all right,
someone else's name, Belly Bandits.
That's Zach. That
Dallas Stars. Reetma. Sean's Tiny Hands. Brisket Sandos. Girthquakes. Good gosh. Jeez. Half the league is named after
the one interview.
G-Bag's interview.
What's my name?
Former employee of La Grande.
Yeah,
What about your other name in your other league?
You and Alex stole every single player I wanted. Actually, no, it was you and Sandler.
That was
the game
plan. I
thought you just said you were happy with your grade.
Well, I'm happy because I finished last. Like, I always finish at the top.
Yeah.
And I always finish at the bottom. But so now let's reverse it.
So instead of managing better during the season, you thought I need to have a worse draft. Right.
How many Cowboys? Who ended up with Dak that late? I was really jealous I took Mahomes that early because Dak went really late.
Dak Prescott finished second in MVP just a couple years ago.
Heard that.
I did. And then we'll go around the room with how many Cowboys you ended up with. I ended up with Jaden Blue. So I drafted him later on. Pepe, you also got...
Zero. No Cowboys.
That's why you got such a good grade.
That's right. Well, they're going to win 5 games this year. So, I mean, why would I do that?
5?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And Chop? What was your big great pick, and how many Cowboys did you end up with, or your big regret?
My big regret is I think I went too receiver heavy after the first round.
Well, we need to trade because my receivers suck.
Great, I got a ton of receivers.
Awful.
Let's go make some moves.
Okay.
I just wanted to get one Tennessee guy on my roster. I got Dylan Sampson. That's what I wanted.
Okay.
Sampson.
And no Cowboys.
I don't think I have any Cowboys.
Reetma got Dak, by the way.
He did, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Goff lasted forever on the board?
I got Goff. I got him, very late. I took Goff and Penix in back-to-back picks, round 12 and 13.
Oh, yeah.
Do you not learn your lesson from this weekend?
Are we allowed to play that? Do you think we should bleep it?
G-Bag probably played it. I mean, it would be fine.
What?
G-Bag probably played it, so we'll be fine.
Well, the game was on Friday night.
One of my favorite moments in history was some word was said that we were all questioning, and Brendan Smith, I don't know if y'all remember him.
Yeah.
He was one of the board ops. We said, can you say that? He goes, well, I didn't dump it, so we're okay. And I was like, that's not how this works.
Yeah. Because we have a meeting too right after the show. So I would say, you want to do it?
Let's do it. It's funny.
Oh my gosh.
Because he says,
that's Peyton.
He doesn't say the S. He does say the X, I think. Mm-mm. That's what I heard.
I heard
the X.
Bobby, what do you think? Can you say it?
I think you can. It's a
body
medical
part.
Term.
It's how you say it, though, is the issue. But fine.
All right. Well, if Peyton's neck is on the line for the meeting afterwards, go ahead.
Hey, Michael Penix! Let's go, bro. Hey, have a good season, bro. Yeah, have a good season. Huh?
What you throw me?
I said Michael Penix. Penix.
That was in Arlington.
Yeah.
The
video stopped right there. Did he say anything after that? Like, hey, don't ever call me that again? Or
right. He just said Penix.
Hold on, I'm not going to let this slide. I'm going to stop you first.
I love how he tried to soften it by going, have a good season, man.
It's an anti-men's team.
Yeah. Have a good season, bro. That's all I was insulting you and
help
changing
fantasy team win.
Your last name.
Yeah, I got Penix and Goff back to back, but I, called him Penix. Penix.
Yeah.
Yeah, said yes.
But you had a take on this.
On what did I have a take on?
Oh, God. I don't know what we're talking about.
What we just literally played, the last sentence on the crosstalk.
This was the number one on the things RJ Choppy would have said last week.
Look, because of the making fun of him?
Yes.
Yeah. Look, this can't bother him. This can't bother Michael Penix because there's a 100% chance that he has been made fun of for this last name since he was 4 years old.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yep, absolutely.
But it also, I can understand how it would wear on you after 20 years of doing this. Yeah. By the way, if Michael Penix was born in the 70s, you know, or the 60s, he would have been just his father, his parents, just mercilessly destroyed as a kid. No doubt. Like, to the point of...
Wait, you think it would have been worse in the 70s than today?
Yeah, because, you know, bullying was all over the place. You know, and it still is there, but it's like the verbal bullying has been softened. It's been taken out.
Are you surprised he didn't try to say, like, it was French and it was Pigné or something like that?
No.
How about the Holy Grail sports card?
Yes!
Dude. The Jordan Bryant sells for a record $12.9 million.
It's just down the street.
Is it?
It is.
At Heritage Auctions.
Number one of one, and they didn't reveal the identity. Second most expensive sports.
Oh, they have now. Do you know who it is?
Mike Bassett?
No, I'm serious. The guy who is Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank.
Paul Orndorff?
Kevin O'Leary?
Yes.
No, he got the card?
Not that one. Him and two other people are the ones who bought it. They just revealed it, I think, this morning on, like, CNBC or something.
Boo. Could you imagine having $12 million to spend on a card?
Are you booing Kevin O'Leary?
I imagine that
a lot.
Who's
booing that a person like that got the card?
You don't like him?
Like what?
You think it was going to be a poor person?
Yeah, you're right. I don't know what I'm thinking.
I thought this was the one for the little man. The $13 million purchase. The Jordan brand card, second most expensive sports collectible of all time, behind Babe Ruth's 1932 called shot jersey, which sold for $24 million. 24. So these cards per box, though, that's what I wanted to focus on with you.
Sure.
$500 for one 5-card pack.
Right.
And then you can get up to, is this what, like, Logan Paul, these unboxings? What do we get up to now with card packs?
You can get boxes of National Treasure, which are just one pack, for at least $2,000. Like, I walked around with...
What's the most expensive pack you've ever bought?
Ooh.
Paid for?
Yeah, probably like $350.
Did anything come out of it?
Yeah, I and it was when he was a rookie. I got a Sauce Gardner numbered out of 5 rookie patch auto. That
okay.
Was super cool. But, like, I walked around on the Dallas Card Show with Derek Holland, and he goes,
wow.
He goes, well, where do you get the good cards out of? And we're like, oh, these boxes right here. And he goes, well, why did anybody buy these other boxes? And I was like, well, those boxes you're pointing at are like $30. These ones are $1,200. So not everybody has the financial means to just pick up a whole bunch of $1,200.
Do you play those little, like, lottery pack breaks? Will you do those?
I don't do those a lot, but those are hugely, hugely,
I had no idea this was like like its own industry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of people spending
breaking
money on that.
Is humongous. Most shops or obviously streamers have some semblance of a break going on. Those are really, really popular.
So what is this card? What does it look like? They both signed it?
Yeah, and plus it's...
And if you get it signed on your own, is that a big no-no?
It's not a big no-no, but it's just, it doesn't carry as much value. It's really weird, even if
then
you
if
get
the card
it authenticated.
Company does?
Yeah, exactly. Unless it was like, you know, somebody who's dead and you're like, hey, I got this authenticated, blah, blah, blah.
What?
But, so all these card companies have like warehouses of stickers that are autographed, that are just sitting there. Like, you could go somewhere and find like a whole bunch, like a stack of LeBron autographed stickers that they just put on these cards. But the other thing about that card is they're the Logo Man patches. So they're not only from the jersey, it's the little Jerry West that is the patch you get. So it's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Not pretty cool. It's super cool.
What is the like the most sought after? Is the Logo Man the most sought after patch?
So that record could be annihilated if some of these people put their cards on sale. There are people, I think there's a couple of PSA 10s of the Mickey Mantle rookie.
Oh.
And then some PSA 9s. Those will go for easily $25 million.
Why is the Mantle rookie so much?
It's honestly, it's not even his first year. It's his first Topps. But he had a Bowman card the year before, but it's just the most iconic card that exists in the hobby, and there's not a ton of
it. It's a beautiful card, too. Really, like, it's one of those really cool-looking cards.
My dad's claimed he had a bunch of them that Grandma threw away. He's a big Mickey fan.
No.
Yeah, my grandpa
did. See, you could have afforded this card if you wanted to throw it away.
I could have, if she didn't throw them away.
Mr. Wonderful.
Oh, Rebecca.
All right, we're back.
I like that you said Paul Orndorff.
So. Yeah, that's Mr. Wonderful.
I know.
We're back tomorrow morning to see if Peyton is in trouble after the show. The KNC Masterpiece, next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.